Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 12, verses 7 and 8. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you're a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it's giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. In three of his letters, Paul talks about the gifts that God has given to Christians, and each list is very different. Here, and in Ephesians 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he makes it clear that every follower of Christ has been given a unique gift from God, which is vital for the church, the body of Christ. God gives his gifts according to the needs of the church. And I'm quite sure that if Paul were writing today, he'd be keen to add the gift of helping with public address systems and digital technology. The Holy Spirit gives just the right gifts to his church to enable it to be effective. The point that Paul is making here is that once you've found your gift, you need to get on and use it. It isn't like an award or certificate that you can put on display in a prominent place in your house so that you can show off to other people. Gifts are given so that they can be put to good use. There's nothing more tragic than someone keeping their gift to themselves. It's vital that we all know what our individual gift is. I don't believe for a moment that God wants us to keep this a secret from us. So if you can't immediately identify your gift, I'd encourage you to pray about it. Ask God to show you, and remember that gifts change with time and circumstances. As we get older, our strength and opportunities change, so the gift he might give you now may be very different from the gift you used to have. If you don't hear God telling you what your gift is, I'd urge you to talk to a trusted friend about this. I suspect they'll quickly be able to identify it. Whatever it is, remember that God wants you to use that gift wholeheartedly for him. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Firstly, and importantly, do you know what your gift is? And if not, what action are you going to take to identify it? And now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you that you've given us a special gift. Help us to use our gifts enthusiastically for you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Well, I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.